Hello, and welcome to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to listen to more naughty stories for free. Become a premium member and gain access to all previously released episodes, in addition to 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Hey, do you have a naughty story of your own? Tell your own stories and promote your links, or you can choose to stay anonymous. Either way, all walks of life are welcomed to join in on the fun. Now, are you ready to hear today's episode? Let's jump right into it then.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on the podcast. This is for all my freaks out there. Make sure to go follow my Instagram and my OnlyFans. Both are OnlyDaisyZero. Again, OnlyDaisyZero with the number 0 at the end. So, I went on this app, and it's for like an app for people who have kinks and fetishes. I wasn't really looking for much in particular. I was just curious to see what was out there. I am into BDSM. I think it's super hot. So anyway, I got like a million DMs on there as soon as I got on the app. It was crazy. But one person stuck out to me in particular, and he was someone like I knew from the past who I like slept with before. But back then I had no idea he was into that kind of stuff. So I was a little bit set back at first. I didn't know what to do, but I just said, fuck it, and hit the like button, and boom, we matched. And it was like the craziest thing. So of course I didn't DM him first. I was gonna let him make the first move. After about like 20 minutes, he messages me just a wink face emoji at first. And I replied, hey, how you been? He goes, been well, thinking of you. I reply back, I was wondering what happened to you. It's like you fell off the face of the earth. And he goes, telling me on about how he's been a dom and this and that for years, but he hasn't really told anyone about it. I let him know that I've always been curious, but never did anything like that with anyone. So he tells me to come to his place. I was hesitant at first because, like, I know him, but, like, I haven't seen him in so many years. But I was just like, fuck it, whatever, like, what's there to be scared of, really? Like, I know him. So we planned Friday night. I come to his place. I've never been there before, so I wasn't sure what to expect. Anyway, we go on talking back and forth throughout the next few days up until Friday. He kept hinting on to me a few things, like how he has a specific room just for us and we could let our imaginations come true in it. I was curious to what he meant by saying that, but I was also really intrigued. So the morning of Friday, I'm getting ready. I know he's into kinky stuff, so I put on my BDSM harness that goes over my outfit. It made my body look amazing. I did my hair, my makeup, the whole nine. I put the address in. It's about 40 minutes away. Once I get around 10 minutes from his house, it's like super wooded. It's like not many houses, trees everywhere, and it was like that all the way up until I arrived. The driveway, it was super deep into the woods. Like, it was a very thin driveway and very woodsy. My car's low, so it was kind of tricky getting through, but I did. He must have saw my lights coming down the driveway. It was dark at the time, around 8 at night, and he was standing outside waiting for me with the biggest smile on his face. My heart's like pounding at this point. I started to get a little bit nervous. I didn't see him in so long, and I know what's gonna happen already. Like, I'm already wet thinking about it. I get out of the car, he hugs me and greets me and lets me inside. The house was beautiful, like out of a movie. He looked me up and down, he complimented me, and told me to do a little spin for him, so I did. And when I turned back around, he grabbed me by my throat and he started kissing me, making out with me, really. I was already falling in love. And then he took my hand and walked me around the house, showing me every room. Then he said he was saving the best for last. As he was showing me the kitchen, he poured us some shots of tequila. I did tell him I love tequila, so he must have made sure to get it for me. We took a few shots, and he kept showing me the rest of his house. We finally got to the last room. He told me to close my eyes. At first, I giggled. I thought he was kidding. He said, no, close them. So I did. And he said no, and he took out a blindfold and then put it around my eyes and tied it behind me. He guided me with his hands on my lower back into the room. He walked me in a bit further into the room and then slid up the blindfold just a bit so I could see. I looked around And oh my god, he had a whole sex dungeon. The walls were all dark red. There were different kinds of BDSM toys on the wall. Paddles, cuffs, rope, gags, clamps, the whole nine. He had it all. I was shocked. I never thought he would like any of this stuff at all, but honestly, it made my pussy so wet. He turned and looked at me. He tilted my head up just a little bit because he was a bit taller than me, so for me to look up at him, I'd have to look up. And he says, "Tonight, you're mine." And then told me to come over to the chair that was in the corner of the room. He said to sit down. So I took my arms out and he grabbed them and put cuffs around both hands and went to go get cuffs from my feet. He made sure to spread my legs wide open. He moved my clothes to the side and started to play with my pussy. He first started rubbing my clit gently while pinching my nipple. My pussy was so wet. He went over to a cabinet and took out a ball gag and put it in my mouth, then went and grabbed a dildo and a vibrator and he put it on my pussy. Then he used a dildo and started to fuck me with it. I usually never squirt, but he was using both the vibrator and the dildo, so my legs were literally shaking. I had no choice. I couldn't go anywhere. I was tied to the chair, and I was just, like, coming all over the place. I came, like, 4 times before he finally stopped. Like, he literally would not let me stop coming, and it was the most amazing feeling ever. I was so worn out, honestly, and then he finally took the ball gag out of my mouth, and there was drool all over it because, I mean, he made me cum so much, I couldn't even, it was crazy. But it felt, like, amazing. It felt like I was in, like, a 50 Shades of Grey movie. And then he asked me, like, how was it? I could barely even talk. I was so choked up. I said, "It's the best I ever had." And he said, "Good girl," and smiled at me. My pussy was literally soaking wet. My legs were soaked. Everything was soaking wet. He gave me a pair of clothes to wear, and I stayed the night. And I just ended up leaving the next morning before he woke up. But yeah, it was definitely one of my most crazy encounters. But make sure to follow me on Instagram, OnlyDaisy0. Let's talk one-on-one. Let's have some fun.